This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
On Wednesday, a train carrying crude oil in North Dakota derailed, caught fire, caused the evacuation of a small town. It was the fifth serious accident of its kind since the beginning of the year.
These oil-carrying trains passed through Wisconsin on their way from hydraulic fracturing operations in North Dakota to refineries on the East Coast. Senator Tammy Baldwin sees them as a threat to communities in the state and wants the oil transportation companies to share more information about their operations with the public.
Senator Baldwin joins us now. Senator Baldwin, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm delighted to join you. Thank you.
So you and a group of other senators wrote a letter on this asking for some things to change. First of all, how big a problem do you see this these oil trains being here in Wisconsin?
I think it's a very serious issue here in Wisconsin. You know, just a few years ago, an oil train was a very rare sight in our state, but through the boom in North Dakota, we're seeing as many as 40 trains a week traverse our state through different routes. Many of these trains are carrying more than 100 tank cars filled with crude oil. And I have been hearing the alarm increase as people in communities see these trains coming through and learn about these derailments and explosions and events that are happening elsewhere and fear that it could occur in their community. So we've been taking a wide range of actions over the last couple of years, but the question you ask relates to a rule that was issued last week by the Department of Transportation relating to updating and modernizing the train cars that are being used to contain the crude oil. And my comments that these are inadequate, first of all, they're late. They were supposed to be promulgated at the beginning of the year. But secondly, a number of the more dangerous tank cars won't be phased out for many years, and some perhaps will be in use indefinitely under this rule and with its loopholes. And I just, given what we've witnessed elsewhere in the country, including nearby, I don't think it goes far enough and think our communities and citizens demand better.
So with the tank car issue in particular, what more would you like to see done?
Well, first of all, I think that the old model, which is referred to as the DOT 111, should be entirely eliminated from the fleet, if you will, for purposes of carrying crude oil. The replacement car has also been associated with explosions in a number of these recent derailments. And that's very disappointing, of course, because the freight rails were upgrading to this tank car in hopes that it would be a significant improvement over the DOT 111. What I think and what I believe strongly they need to do is have a sort of thermal liner, which has been shown to greatly decrease the likelihood of explosion. And so I think they should be required to upgrade to that safest level as soon as possible. But there's a couple of additional safety measures that could be applied that I think as this phase out occurs would be helpful. One is, you know, there's no reason why this crude oil could not be treated so that it is actually less volatile in transit. There's a process for doing that. Right now they're doing that prior to refining rather than at its source. Secondly, some of the braking technology as well as train speed limits ought to be addressed in the meantime, especially when these trains travel through densely populated areas.
And you were also looking for more disclosure over the routes of these oil-carrying trains. Who do you want to have access to that information?
You know, first responders need to have training and information in order to be able to protect the public in the frightening event of a derailment and, you know, potential for disclosure for explosion. Our first responders, you know, this again, this is sort of new to Wisconsin in just the past several years, and the specialized training to fight a crude oil fire is not necessarily something that all of our first responders have had the opportunity to get. And so that's a major issue. But they also there ought to be a clearer way for our first responders to learn when an oil train is coming through, or you know, what hazardous material exactly a train is carrying in the event of derailment.
Now, you've called for public access to this information, too. Rail companies have objected, saying this is maybe a security risk. This might make these things security targets. Does that concern you?
Well, I hope that we can start either a negotiation or a conversation about how this information should be disclosed. You know, if it's considered classified and an accident happens, we're talking about sending first responders who are there to protect communities in without knowledge of what they're going to be fighting, what sort of chemicals may be being carried by a train. And that's, I think, the worst-case scenario, and especially if it's considered classified and then it takes a long time to figure that out. We need to have our first responders ready. And so that's a combination of training and having access to timely information. Now, there are certainly ways to do that, I think, that can protect the public interest that we would all share. But right now, I don't think we're there.
Talking to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. So far, we've been talking about trains that carry oil. Going to switch gears now. Senator Baldwin, you also are looking for more funding for the agency that tracks and tests for this avian flu that's causing problems among poultry here in Wisconsin and elsewhere. What are you looking to see change?
Well, right now, I think it's really critical that we stay on top of this spread of the avian flu. And part of what that means is that the labs that are able to do the testing to quickly identify affected farms and enable animal health officials to contain the virus, we have to make sure that these labs are able to continue doing that job at a very fast pace. We have two labs in Wisconsin that are contributing to solving this avian flu crisis. But right now, the labs are actually performing hundreds of tests daily, and they're working 7 days a week. They are at capacity. And so I think we need to be aware of the demands that we're placing on them and make sure that we keep up with this so we don't start lagging behind in fighting this. Now, the avian flu is having severe economic consequences throughout our state and in the poultry industry at large. And I just want to make sure that we have a strong response through the USDA and the National Animal Health Laboratory Network.
In our last few moments, Senator Baldwin, we've discussed on the show the VA Center in Toma, Wisconsin, investigated for overprescribing prescription drugs. I'll ask you in a minute about what's being done now about the situation. First, a former staffer of yours filed an ethics complaint against you and your office for what she called a political cover-up related to your office's receipt of a report on this. Did you or your staff violate ethics standards when you were tipped off on the overprescriptions or after the situation became public?
Absolutely not. First of all, I obviously am disappointed that this has become so politicized, because I think we should all be focused on the most important thing, which is to make sure that the men and women who have served our country get the best health care that they have earned and that they deserve. And that's what we're focused on. But with regard to the handling of a whistleblower who contacted our office, I have said publicly, and I say so again today, that I believe my staff mishandled the whistleblower. I have apologized. The mistakes made were mistakes, I think, that that slowed down our full assault on the real problems that are happening at TOMA, and I wish they hadn't happened. But we are going full speed ahead today.
And let's end at that point. What's the latest? What kind of changes are happening? Are they happening fast enough?
Well, I think all of us are frustrated that the investigations, there's several that are ongoing, are taking as long as they are. But I do think that we should be heartened that, from my view, at least some of that delay is because they really are taking the time to talk to witnesses, to whistleblowers, to affected family members who my office and other congressional offices have tried to, you know, let the investigators be aware of, so that they can understand these serious allegations that are being brought forward. So they're not unfolding as quickly as we would like, but we hope that they are going to be very thorough. And in the meantime, a number of the problems that we've seen in TOMA require, I think, a legislative response. And I am working on a significant piece of legislation dealing with guidelines for VA prescribers of opioids, as well as additional empowerment of patients and families of patients to be voices in the quality of care that those patients are getting.
We'll watch for that legislation as this story moves ahead. Senator Baldwin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Senator Tammy Baldwin talking about oil-carrying trains in Wisconsin and other challenges facing the state.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.